Joining the line right now, we're going to, like I said, we're going to have a good local feel to the second hour of today's show. And it starts with our first guest. He is Matt Hewells. That name may sound familiar to you if you follow girls basketball or basketball in the area. He was the girls basketball coach at Guilford for the last four seasons. He has just been named the new boys head coach at Byron, replacing Tom Schmidt. So we wanted to get a chance to talk with Matt and see what he's got in mind for what he's going to do with that new Byron program. Excuse me. So first of all, thanks so much for being with us this morning, Matt, and congratulations on the new gig.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, Randy. Good to talk to you, Alex.
I want to ask you, first of all, Matt, what did you find about this opening? Kind of tell me the process of going from Guilford now over to Byron.
I found out about the opening around Easter towards the end of April. And then I applied, had an interview first, second week of May. And then I was named the head coach last Thursday night at the board meeting. And then met the guys for the first time last Friday.
Now, what's the situation with Tom? Did he retire or resign or what was?
He just resigned. I believe he was teaching up in the Harlem School District and the commute, you know, every day after school. That's just what I've heard. Is
sure.
That, you know, just resigned for that reason.
Are you going to be switching as a teacher then from Guilford to Byron? Because, yeah, that is a bit of a, you know, a drive.
I teach elementary physical education over at McIntosh Elementary School.
Okay.
And the commute for me is only going to be 15 to 20 minutes. Now, I was living across the street from Guilford, so my commute on the way home went from about 3 minutes to about 30. As I weigh the pros and the cons of that, I think it may be therapeutic for me, you know, to kind of just have that ride home after games to kind of, or practice, to kind of think about what went well, what didn't go so well, and how to make that better the next day.
So, Matt, kind of run for people through that. You've been coach for 16 years. Kind of run through where all you've been and what levels and what assistant versus head coach and those types of things. Kind of run us through your resume.
Yeah, certainly. I graduated from Rochelle in 2002, and then as I was going through college, I just started coaching, whether it was through feeder programs in Rochelle, as I was going to school to get my teaching degree. And then I first started out as a teacher up in the Harlem School District. And then while I was at Harlem, I was coaching both the boys and the girls programs there. And then I did that for 6 years. And then the last 6 years, I've been in the Rockford School District. First, I started with Coach Martinetti in the boys program at Guilford. And then the last 4 years, I took over the girls program at Guilford. So I think I've almost coached in every position that you could have in a program, from the feeder side of things, the lower level assistant coach, to head coach. So, the 16 years has gone fast, but, you know, I feel like I've gained quite a bit of experience.
So you have now bounced back and forth between boys basketball and girls basketball. Is there a difference in how you coach boys teams versus girls teams?
That's a great question, Alex. I've always said that coaching is teaching, and, you know, if you can teach in the classroom, you can teach or you can coach on the basketball court. And I think with anything, whether it's a boy or a girl, it's about building relationships with kids and finding ways to, you know, get the best out of them, whether it's academically, athletically, or socially. So I don't view it as, hey, you got to change your coaching style based on whether you're coaching boys or girls. I view it as you have to be willing to change your coaching style based on the group of kids you have. And I think that, you know, that's one of my strengths is my adaptability based on the group that I have from year to year.
Now, you had some great success with Guilford in terms of turning a program around. I mean, you had their first winning season in the 2016-17 year, the first winning season over 20 years with Guilford. This last season you got done, you finished 16-14 overall. So you had some very good success there with the Guilford girls. Being that you are at a larger school in Guilford versus Byron, and have established yourself, why would you want to then go to a smaller situation in a smaller conference and a smaller school? What was the draw to making that switch?
First, you know, our success at Guilford was, like you said, things that had never been done before. And that's what initially had drawn me to Guilford, is doing things that no one had done before and kind of trying to build that program up. And that by no means is finished. You know, I think we won 17 games this year. you could see that program winning 17 to 20 games the next 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the switch to Byron, I think growing up in this area, being a basketball historian, not quite as the historian as Alex is, but our basketball program is something that people are always checking in on. Hey, what's Byron doing? What's up with Byron now? You know, so I view it as one of the top 5 to 10 boys programs in the area. I think it's a great program from the standpoint of, you know, who's going to be a Byron Tiger from the time they're in kindergarten all the way up through, you know, high school. So you can start to build your feeder programs that way. You can get out in the community when they're, you know, 5th, 6th, 7th grade and have your camps, have your clinics, and the kids are excited to be involved. And then once they come in as freshmen, and then you're ready to go. So that's kind of where that switch was, but it's just a program that I've always held in high regard. If you look at the coaches that have came before me, Coach Schmidt won over 200 games. You got Coach Weber, who's doing great things. I believe now he's at East Moline. And then you have Coach Martinetti, a guy that I hold in very high regard, you know, and that kind of made that decision. It was tough to leave Guilford, but those pros and cons are kind of why I made that decision.
Well, and like you said, they've had such great success for such a long time at Byron within the Big Northern Conference. In fact, they're coming off a very good season as well, 12-7 in the conference last year. And being that it's a community school versus like Guilford, where you kind of got the whole city spread out, I think that's going to be a big draw. But as you mentioned, they've got that success. They've got the youth programs. What are you going to do to step in terms of establish? Is there anything new you have to establish? You just have to kind of keep the machine running because I think that's been established.
I think as with anything, first, you know, this first summer, it's just all about building relationships with the kids, figuring out who's there, what's been done in the past, how that will fit my coaching style and my staff on how we want to do those sorts of things. But I don't think that with anything you come in and say, hey, this is how Matt Ewells wants to do things, and then that's how we're going to do it. I think it needs to be an adaptable approach to anything, and kind of see what's working, what's not working, what needs to be changed, what should be left alone, and then that's kind of how I'm going to be going about doing it. I think this first year, especially this first summer, it's just, you know, every single day I got to learn something new about the program and figure out, hey, what's good about it, what's bad about it, and what we need to do going forward.
You mentioned the Hewlett style. What is that style? What do you want to bring to Byron? The type of play you like to see out in the court?
I think if with anything, it's just kids that are competing hard, kids that are doing it the right way for each other. We're big on building the student athlete, you know, so it's not just about what they're doing for us on the court. It's how they're behaving in the classroom, how they're active in their community, and how they're doing academically. We're going to put stress all three things, and hopefully Byron Tiger basketball will be better because we're a part of it.
What do you know? I know you just got this hire, so I don't know what chance you've had to know. What do you know about the kids you're inheriting, the team you're going to have coming back next year? What kind of talent you have coming back next season?
I believe they lost their top 8 kids, and I know they had, I think they had 6 or 7 kids who kind of split time, whether it was between the fresh soft and the varsity team, and then I believe we're returning 2 seniors. But I know they're lower levels, both levels, the freshmen and the sophomores, both tied for first place in the conference. So it's just getting in there. I know we're probably going to be young next year, but that might be good for me to kind of come in there with a younger group, you know, as we go through this transition phase, and know that we have 2 to 3 years with almost all the kids that are coming back and that sort of thing.
And what type of, like, youth programs or things you have going for the lower levels to kind of create a whole system here that starts at the younger level all the way up? Because that's the only, to me, to have success at a varsity level is if the coach has his hands on what's going on down with the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th graders as well.
Yeah. So currently we're just going to have a camp, you know, that was already set in place. At Guilford last year, I started my Never Settle Basketball School, which is just a skill development where kids would come in, you know, they'd sign up for an hour time slot, you know, and they'd say, hey, coach, I really want to get better at this. you know, and if that was all the way down to fifth grade, I believe, at Guilford. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we'll try and get implemented this first summer in July. And then, you know, you have great facilities down at Byron with the PE Center. And then throughout the year, we'll add more camps for kids. And I've always felt that if you can provide things that we call good food for the kids, you know, and the parents come in, they see that the kids are getting better, then they know that you're invested in them, and they're more willing to bring their kid back and be like, hey, Coach Hewlett, what do you got for us next? So it's really about not making any flashy, you know, clinics, but just letting the community know that, hey, when you do bring your kid into our camps and clinics, we're going to make them better, they're going to have fun, and they're going to want to come back.
All right. Well, he's Matt Hewels, the brand new boys basketball coach at Byron High School. Just finished a successful run, I'd say, at Guilford High School as the girls coach. Will take over next year. Congratulations again on the new job, Matt. And we look forward to talking with you during the next, when the next season gets rolling.
Yes. Thanks for having me.